Discover the life-changing benefits of Meow Greens for your cat. Ever see your cat slowing down or having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Meow Greens to your cat's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Meow Greens, and I invite you to take the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, they're going to have better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to trymeowgreens.com. Use promo code TRYMEOW. That's try M-E-O-W. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a packet of Meow Greens. Ever notice your dog slowing down and having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Rough Greens to your dog's food for 90 days and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Rough Greens here, and I invite you to give your pup the Rough Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your dog will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch your dog a free Jumpstart trial bag today. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. That's TRYRUFF. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You remember the class where I taught you all how to make it rain?
You're listening to the best of Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Network.
I'm gonna make it rain.
He not only beat him, guys, he beat the living crap out of this dude. Now, think, for those of you that don't see it, and of course, we're on the magic radio box here. Guys, think about this. Picture Butterbean in your head, okay? All right? And that's kind of what you've got here with Anthony Ruiz Jr. Anthony Joshua, think about just a pure physical, roided up physical specimen, right? A guy that everybody in the heavyweight division. Yeah, everybody thinks like this was the guy that he was the future of the heavyweight division, that he was going to revive it. He went into that round. He went into that fight, guys, and got the living crap beat out of him for 7 rounds. And when I tell you the amount of people that had bet on Ruiz, when I say outside of maybe his inner circle and a few friends and family members, all of the money was coming in. At least the big money was not a lot of the bets. Most of the money came in on Joshua. And listen, I mean, he was a monster favorite, almost minus 5,000 in a lot of these books. When I tell you nobody saw this coming, I mean absolutely nobody, except for a few people that have seen and been a part of this guy's fighting past. As a matter of fact, a couple of guys said, listen, this is a guy who's got a chin like granite. Has a unbelievable motor. Do not let looks, right? Do not let appearances. This is a guy with a high motor, doesn't quit, rock hard chin, and oh yeah, doesn't give a blank about anything. And they said this is the kind of guy that should scare most boxers because he does not care. And guys that, listen, if you bet on him, and I wish I would have seen this thing live. I didn't get a chance to see it until afterwards. But guys, this was an unbelievable upset. Now, Buster was 42-1. There's nothing like that. But what this guy did, none the same, like 50, being a fill-in, To me, I think he did in some aspects, not because everyone thought it was going to happen this way. I think he did save boxing in the heavyweight division, because now whoever this guy fights next, whether it be Wilder, whoever it may be, Tyson Fury, how many people are going to watch this fight now that might not otherwise have given two craps about it? I think Andy Ruiz just saved heavyweight boxing right now, at least in the short term.
You know, that's interesting, Joe. And I was going to try and, you know, I know you were talking about some of the actual fight, and you know, he got knocked down like three or four times. I was going to zoom out a little bit to what you're saying right now, okay? In the heavyweight world of boxing, and by the way, boxing, you know, for centuries is about like when there's great heavyweights, right? From Joe Louis to Mike Tyson to Muhammad Ali. When the heavyweight division has people, it's better than some of the smaller guys. That's what we think about in the sweet science of boxing. So we want boxing and it's heavyweight division to be, you know, on and popping. And yes, in essence, Anthony Joshua, interestingly enough, he's a guy who had a bunch of the belts, but he was looked at by a lot of people, including Deontay Wilder, including Tyson Fury, as kind of like a fraud, as kind of a guy who never really backed it up. And so this is interesting that Andy Ruiz does in fact beat him. And, you know, he's the first Mexican champion, heavyweight champ of all time. I loved it, by the way, Joe, that homeboy rolled into his press conference afterwards rocking a Knicks jersey. So you know I'm all about him, right, going in. But here's the thing. Now you got Deontay Wilder, who, by the way, last weekend delivered, lived up to his hype in a first round knockout of Brazil, if you remember that, when it looked nasty, right? And then you got Tyson Fury out there also. I bet these guys are running to try to find a fight with Ruiz, you know, to consolidate these belts, you know what I mean? And one of the things that were on it was like Anthony Joshua was on DAZN, that network. You know what I mean? And Deontay Wilder was like on Showtime or HBO, and Tyson Fury was on like another promotion. And so that was hard to make all these things kind of line up for them to actually make these super fights. But now with Ruiz in the mix and being a guy being like, yeah, I'll take the fight. Sure, I'll do it. Let me get out there. We might have an opportunity to really have some champ versus champs fights and to really have a consolidation of all the belts in the heavyweight division. But I'm going to tell you something. A lot of people thought Joshua was a fraud and more about an image and body and stuff like that in the first place. Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury have to be chomping at the bit to get a title match now with the new champ.
Yeah, the problem is they're going to have to wait.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. Final hour here. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri alongside Dane Martinez as we help you make it rain on this Monday, trying to pick up the pieces from what was a great weekend in the world of sports. French Open, Champions League Soccer, Major League Baseball, heavyweight boxing. I mean, the list goes on. NHL, NBA UFC. Finals. It's just crazy, and it's going to be a great week this week. Don't forget Belmont coming up this weekend.
Yeah, not many horses still left running though. This is like Belmont's going to be like a 2 or 3 horse race.
We'll talk
about it Friday.
We got the Royal Canadian Open as well. Another golf tournament sandwiched in, of course, before the U.S. Open. So plenty going on here in the world of sports this week. Abbreviated night for baseball. Only 4 games. 1 afternoon though. 4 o'clock, Angels, Cubs, and then you got the West Coast teams, Dodgers, Arizona, the Phillies in San Diego, and Houston at Seattle. But, of course, degenerates that we are, we'll go ahead and break down a few of those games for you coming up here at the bottom of the hour. But speaking of baseball, it was a record month in May on two fronts. The first one, I'll give you a hint, has to do with home runs. Which was unbelievable. And Vladdy Jr., who had, I believe, 6 home runs in his last 16 games, he ends up hitting just an absolute sky job in Coors Field on Friday night. But when he did it, it was the 1,020th homer of May. That is the most ever hit in any single month in Major League Baseball history. Now, that is hilarious from the standpoint of, yes. Guys, they also set the record, these Major League Baseball shenanigan players, Major League Baseball pitchers also set a record for the amount of people they have struck out in the month of May. In fact, they are, and we'll crunch the math here, Dane, but collectively, Major League Baseball pitchers are striking out batters at 23% of the time. Guys, that is absurd. Yes, it gets worse.
It used to be like 17% a few years ago. Yep.
Coming up, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Endro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Endro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Endro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
The morning after.
I'm a Buffalo Bills fan, 0-4 Super Bowls. A Michigan Wolverine fan, 5-5, lost 2 in a row. A Beeline lost 2 championships. That's 6 championships in a row I've lost. I'm an LA Dodger fan, lost back-to-back. That's 8. I'm not sitting here booking any freaking parade, man. My only point was the Raptors can play better, and by God, I'll take you to my grave that their defense caused those turnovers.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
Should be another fun episode of The Morning After coming up here, Dane. Looking real forward to that, I got to tell you.
Yeah.
Ridiculous over here. Welcome in. Make It Rain, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri. Guys, thank you very much for stopping by, hanging out with us as we try and make sense of everything that we witnessed over the weekend. We'll start, of course, last night. Big story is the Golden State Warriors, and they went ahead, tied that series up 1 game apiece, you guys. And we have been told over and over and over again throughout the NBA playoffs, series doesn't really start right until a home team loses a game. Well, the series has begun, guys, because the Golden State Warriors took care of business last night in just the most unbelievable fashion, too. By the way, their offense was a mess. Their defense had holes. They were dropping like flies. I don't even know where. I could have sworn they were going to start going into the stands and putting uniforms on. Hell, even Drake, because we all know underneath his hoodie there, the Home Alone hoodie that he was wearing, He's got a Golden State Warrior jersey on. Like, you guys should know this. It matches his tattoo of Steph Curry and Kevin Durant. But it was a mess. It was an absolute mess. They actually trailed by 12 after a three-point play by Kawhi Leonard midway through the second quarter. Somehow they managed to claw within 5 at the half. And then all of a sudden, the third quarter happened, and Golden State, true to fashion, guys, not this isn't a one-off situation. This is what Golden State has made a habit of doing over the last 5 years on their way to championships. They dominated, absolutely dominated the third quarter. Now, the second half line, Dane, was only +1 for Golden State. I'm sorry, +1 for Toronto. Golden State was -1. The over-under was 105. And let me just say, I'm going to raise my hand. When I saw 105, I almost fell out of the chair last night. I could not send the bet in fast enough for the over. Yeah, after especially they dropped 113 in the first half, and they didn't play particularly well. So I'm like, oh, this is going to be absolutely fantastic. And it really was because, let's face it, I think it was 104-96 with 5.5 minutes to go. The over was, I was just counting the money until they went 5 minutes and 46 seconds without pretty much scoring anything until a Andre Iguodala 3 with 5 seconds left to go. So hashtag torn ticket for those of us with the over in the second half. But the bottom line is, at the end of all of this, guys, an 18-0 run in the second half, they took control. And like we've seen before with Golden State, Dane, when they see blood in the water, it is very hard for you to be able to come back. It doesn't matter that they only won by 5. None of it matters. The only thing that matters to Golden State is that it's a W, and they've always done, especially this year, right, just enough to be able to get the victory, and that's really all it is. And it started in the third, and to Toronto's credit, they did not roll over. They fought back. They fought back. They kept fighting back. They just, not a great shooting night, which is expected after you shot, what'd they shoot, 52-53% in game one?
In game one, yeah.
In game one, right? So you knew there was going to be some regression there. Kawhi Leonard, typical Kawhi Leonard. You know, monster night by himself, wasted effort really on many levels, just wasn't enough. He couldn't do enough to be able to help this team get over that 18-0 run. But kudos to Toronto. Didn't roll over. It was close, but I got to think, Dane, that today, and we've said it before, that if Golden State goes on to win this, then we're all going to look back at game two and say, when did the series turn? It's going to be last night, guys, because the ability for Toronto not to close out at home and take advantage of everything that went wrong for Golden State, it's probably what's going to cost them a shot at a championship.
Yep, this series turned in the third quarter last night. More specifically,
10 minutes,
in the first,
really.
In the beginning, the first half of the third quarter last night. I think here's the thing, and we've been saying it. We said it a little bit earlier on, and I was saying this, Joe, going into the series. We were all looking for reasons to doubt Golden State. We were all trying to come up with narratives of why Toronto would make this a series, or why this would be competitive, or why Toronto had a puncher's chance, right? Whether it was the defense, or whether it was the Kawhi, or whether it was the lack of Durant, or whether it was the rust. Everyone was looking for reasons as to why, you know, this was going to be live or competitive. And I think we have to, as I said at the beginning of the show, take a step back and realize that what we are witnessing, we are in the middle of one of the greatest dynasties, one of the best teams the NBA has ever seen. And with that being the case, we have to acknowledge that Golden State will be there. You mentioned the heart of the champion, the consistency, what have you, the depth, the flexibility that they have. I think what we all have to acknowledge is that is going to be the control, the consistent, the stable bar of excellence. And in order to beat them, you need to do what we saw in game one. Joe, you mentioned it. They shot 52%. You mentioned it, Joe. They had 30-plus out of Pascal Siakam. You mentioned it. They turned the Warriors over like 16 times and held them. These are abnormal things, and you need abnormal things. You need people to bring their A-plus game in order to overtake the bar of excellence that the Warriors are. Now, if this was tennis, could it happen? Yeah, Serena Williams lost over the weekend. If this is boxing, could it happen? Yeah, a 15-1 shot won the heavyweight championship of the world over the weekend. This is not one of those sports. This is a sport where the outlandish is going to have to happen 4 out of 7 times in order to knock the champs off. You can hit them once, you could bruise them, you can scar them, but it's not enough because to hold these guys down when they also have waves of guys like Boogie Cousins coming, it's just not going to happen. Let's even play this out positively for Toronto, Joe. Let's say they get a split at the Oracle. Let's say we're going into game 5 and it's 2-2. You know what? 2 of the last 3 games will still be in Golden State. Oh, yeah. And the best offensive player on planet Earth will be returning for the Golden State Warriors and Kevin Durant. Like, show me how the Raptors win 3 out of the next 5 with 3 of them in Golden State. It'll just take a consistent effort playing at an elite level, and people can pop their heads up and do it, but not for 4 out of 7.
It was, and it's so funny because the amount of, it's amazing when that hype train rolls, baby, starts rolling into town from game 1 until the start of game 2 last night. It was everybody, and I mean, keep in mind, that line opened up minus, it was pushed to -2.5 at some points yesterday prior to tip-off. The amount of money, public money, even sharp money, just rolling in on Toronto, completely just as if there was, you know, too much length, too much athleticism. I kept hearing defense this, defense that, and I'm going, guys, we're talking about a team over the last 5 years in this very spot being a straight-up loss the game before. The rebounding, and I was big on the first half yesterday as well in that game, but that didn't end up working out. I was a quarter too early there. But we have seen them in that spot. The numbers don't lie. This team, way too smart, been there, done that. The second half, they make adjustments. The second game, guys, it's ridiculous how profitable they have been coming off a straight-up loss. They have done it not just once, not just twice. 5 years of data tells us, guys, they are the champions for a reason. You know why? Because when adversity hits, it's amazing how recency bias is so big now in sports betting and in the sports world. It adjusts the narrative like I've never seen. It really is amazing to me. Do we not remember Oklahoma City, them falling behind 3-1 in the Western Conference Finals, down 3-2 in Houston last year? It's amazing to me how so many people stuck a fork in Golden State yesterday before, I don't know, the timer didn't go off. That little thing didn't pop out of the turkey just yet, guys. We got more basketball to play. We'll cover it next.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed's screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every... We never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
All right, time to make it rain here, people, on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez, as Game 2 saw the Golden State Warriors even this series up, one apiece now. They head home. They have kind of, you know, they've taken control of this series. Home court advantage is now in, you know, in their hands. And Wednesday night, the big question, injuries as they continue to pile here for the Golden State Warriors. We don't know what's going to happen with Klay Thompson. He missed the fourth quarter last night. Hamstring tweak, strain. It was, and I don't know, Dane, if you saw the shot, but it was funny because It looked to me like he did what every shooter seems to do these days, is he went up to shoot out a three, and then he did this, like, split because he was hoping to get hit by, but nobody was around him. And
I think he slipped a little, too, when he planted the leg. He did kick it out, but then when it lands, I think he kind of slipped out from under him, and that's what caused, I think, the stretch, the pull.
There was no need for him to – he could it wasn't like he was maneuvering around three guys. He could have went straight up and straight down.
Yeah,
and that's what caused him. But to your point, we were talking about whether or not KD is even practiced, and Steve Kerr came out and said that he believes that, yeah, he could participate in one practice before he's cleared. So they might – I know he's been working out, but he hasn't exactly gone full board with the team. And Steve Kerr says, yeah, you know, he'll do a practice, and then we'll clear him, and he'll be ready to go. But you and I were just talking off air, Dane. Do you bring him – you know, how do you drop him – to me, this is the thing. How do you just drop him into the lineup once again? Even Boogie practiced for a week or so coming back from the injury first. And, you know, you brought up a good point. Klay Thompson, what the hell happened with him?
Yeah, we're going to have to find out, you know, and I think that's why this thing has all been kind of fluid. We've been talking about Kevin Durant. Oh, my goodness, if they do go down 2-0, watch how much they need him. You know, can they milk it a little bit more for Kevin Durant? And now you got a similar situation with Klay Thompson. Reports I'm hearing are that Klay Thompson said he thinks he'll be good to go for Game 3. Reports I was hearing is that Kevin Durant, they're targeting Game 4. But you mentioned it. He needs a little bit of practice time. But remember I said it at the beginning of this series, it could be a bonus for the Warriors that this series gets stretched out so long for TV. So Game 3 is not until Wednesday. Remember, they travel to California. Game 4 is not until Friday. So, Joe, there is a chance. I could see him getting on the court to do a little shoot-around, a little practice Tuesday, Thursday, and maybe be able to get out there. We haven't seen it yet, and I agree. He needs to be out there a little bit before you just run him out there. But we'll see if they need him. But if Golden State wins on Wednesday and they go up 2-1 and it looks good, and the snowball and the avalanche is and the tidal wave is there, then I think they hold Kevin Durant out a little bit longer to make sure he's, you know, ready to go on 100% so they don't risk further injury. Or at least Kevin Durant's camp will want that because they don't want him to be a hobbled asset going into free agency.
Well, I can tell you this. The guy that is absolutely going to play and needs to play is that unforgotten guy named DeMarcus Cousins, who,
yeah,
you know, let us not forget, when they first signed him, he was simply supposed to be just that, you know, that icing on the cake, so to speak. You know, how is that even? It's not fair. But, you know, he had to fight a lot. He had to work his tail off to be able to even – halfway through this season, be able to get into the lineup and then kind of work his way into a groove, into this team, into this culture. And then, of course, he tears his quad in game two against the Clippers, and everyone's going, oh, no. And then, of course, Durant goes down, and we're hearing that he's ready to come back, and all I'm hearing from Raptor fans is, yeah, come on, bring him back. You know, he's never going to fit in with this team. It's going to be the advantage. It's going to be advantage Toronto, you know. Go ahead. All right, so he plays game one, right? He plays for what, 5 minutes, 4 or 5 minutes there? Not great, but he was sucking wind a lot of time, and everyone's like, ha, yeah, all right, see, play more Boogie Cousins. Go ahead. Okay. Well, that's exactly what Steve Kerr did. He dropped him in the starting lineup, and he played 28 minutes. And, guys, that could very well be the most important 28 minutes of basketball of his entire life. What he did there last night, being 4 assists shy of a triple-double, it changed everything. In fact, I believe he was plus 14 on the floor he was there. Guys, he was a total...
Same as Curry and Draymond, yep.
Say a total difference maker. Everything changed. He even pulled up, hit a three. The defense on Gasol, totally different. They didn't, all of a sudden, he was causing fouls. People kept fouling him. I know Lowry, of course, who was MIA because he fouled out. A lot of those fouls were on, I think two or three of those fouls were on Boogie Cousins. I know Serge Ibaka got into foul trouble trying to deal with him. I think we have all forgotten this guy is an all-star. This guy is an absolute beast. And the fact that he has acclimated himself into this style offense where it's not just run the offense through him, be that center and everything stops. Guys, he was an assist machine. Some of those passes last night, Dane, were out of control.
Yeah.
Out of control for a big man. So careful what you wish for, Toronto. You wanted Boogie? Mm-hmm. You got him. I'm not sure what the matchup is going to be moving forward for them. How do you defend this guy? Who defends this guy?
Their only options are Gasol and Ibaka. You know, that's the only options they have. But I think this point needs to be reiterated also. I said it earlier on in the show, Joe, because you were also talking about kind of the evolution of him maturity-wise, right?
Mm-hmm.
That he's doing whatever he needs to be. He's being a better team player. We made the point about Draymond Green having a similar evolution in his career. Don't forget, when Boogie Cousins signed with the Golden State Warriors and everybody was like, oh my goodness, it's not fair. They have Cousins now also. This was a one-year kind of quote-unquote prove-it deal. And he had to prove that he was 100% after the devastating Achilles injury. But I would say another thing he had to prove, Boogie Cousins, is that he could be a good teammate. He could be a good cog of a strong team, not being a diva, not being a distraction. And him being able to play that role and be a good soldier with the Golden State Warriors and be like coming in the clutch when needed is earning him a ton of money right now as we go into free agency. We hear about Durant and Clay and Kawhi all in free agency, right? And the trades for Anthony Davis or Bradley Beal. Don't get it twisted. DeMarcus Cousins is going to be another big man on the market. And if you strike out, if you're the Celtics or the Lakers or the Knicks, and you're not able to swing a trade for Anthony Davis, getting Boogie Cousins in your front court is a nice little consolation prize. He is earning money every single game. Watch a team go out there this summer and give him a max deal, Joe.
Listen, the max deal could very well be in Golden State, depending on what Kevin Durant wants to do. Because I can tell you, once you get a taste, like everybody else, once you get a taste for winning and you get a taste in this kind of culture, it's very hard to go back to anything else. And, you know, like you said, his his telling Steve Carr, I'm here, man. I'll do whatever you need. Bench, I don't care. Not saying I'm healthy.
He was with the New Orleans Pelicans. You think that was going to happen? No.
Exactly. Nobody did. And that's what a winning culture. Same thing with – it's amazing what Tom Brady and the New England Patriots and the Golden State Warriors, why two of the most successful franchises
–
it's not that hard to figure out. Like, the blueprint is there. You want to be a successful franchise, professional organization. It starts with the top, and you've got to instill that culture, man. It's a lot harder, I think, in many aspects, to do it in the NBA because of how it's such a star-driven league and the egos and the amount of money these guys make. It is so hard to be a head coach in an organization to be able to control that. With that, getting those types of guys on the same page. I mean, look at Houston right now. It's an absolute dumpster fire there. Why is it a dumpster fire? Well, Mike D'Antonio is a puppet. Mike D'Antonio is not a coach. Mike D'Antonio is being given the analytics, and he is being told who to play, when to play, much like we see in baseball right now with these managers. Only in baseball, players are willing to overlook that because of it's baseball. This is the way we've always done it. We got a manager. We listen to him. But in the NBA, like, you can't have a coach like Mike D'Antoni, who's basically what do you do here, pal? Besides, you know, you get the analytics from Morey up in the office,
right?
And they're never going to respect that. That's not, you're never going to win over a team. That is why coaching is pretty damn important in the NBA, especially right now, with the job Steve Kerr has done, not once, not twice, what is it, the fifth year? And hats off to Nick Nurse, first-year head coach, guys, pulling the strings on an organization and a bunch of guys in here. A lot of them have been there, done this. They're not rookies, but he's got their ear, and he's done a great job managing it. It is not easy, which, again, I'll say it, makes 5 years in a row and the possibility of making it three in a row. Guys, it's so hard to do in today's professional sports landscape.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to. We talk about it when it's other teams like the Patriots. You know, we talk about it with other dynasties, right? The previous Yankees of, you know, decades gone by. You know, everyone wants to find reasons to knock them down. But at some level, we have to just accept that we are witnessing greatness. I mean, listen, Joe, this team, this Golden State Warriors team, I believe they're going to win the championship this year, right? I believe it's going to be 4 out of 5. You have to put them up against Jordan's Bulls in the 90s, the Lakers and the Celtics of the 80s, you know, the old school Auerbach Celtics, that sort of thing. This team is literally up in that level. They are better than the Miami Heat that went to the championship all those years with LeBron and Wade. They are better than the Spurs run, even, I would say, of Duncan and Robinson and Tony Parker. They are better than the Shaq and Kobe Laker teams. This is literally, they are on par with Jordan and Bird and Magic. Mm. That's what we're talking about here.
In a totally different era, too. It's amazing. And with guys making more money than you've ever seen. And money dictates an awful lot. In fact, where's Kawhi going to play? There's a new rumor out. We'll talk about that coming up here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's Y-O-U-T-H to 321321.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package, only at rotoexperts.com.
All right, guys, listen, you got NHL Stanley Cup final, right? Tonight, Blues at home trying to wash off the stink of that that beatdown by the Bruins there over the weekend. And you can actually put your money where your mouth is. You can take a shot on this game by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. All you got to do is go to FanDuel.com/grid. You'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Whether it's point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, as well as in-game wagering, college or pro sports, guys, you're in control. Simply go to FanDuel.com/grid, open up your new account, and claim your free wager of up to $500 today. And I got to tell you, Dane, it was kind of classic and vintage Warriors. Some of the other stats that we're looking at from last night, I believe they had the Warriors assisted on every basket they had in the second half. And total, they had 34 assists on 38 made baskets in the game. So of the 38 times shots that they scored on, 34 they assisted on, which means this is 180, whatever Houston is. And Russell Westbrook is, that's what this team is. Yeah. And it doesn't really make a difference who the cast of characters are.
That's right.
It's amazing. That's the style. And the only way that style works, though, Dane, is that you get the guys to buy into it. And it doesn't matter if you make $200 million. It doesn't make it that you're a super max player. The only thing that matters is that whatever the coach is laying out, whatever the philosophy and the, whatever the group want, you have to buy into it. That's what makes going to five of these in a row and possibly three championships in a row. To me, that is what is so, I'm in awe of that. Being able to keep it together for 5 years, just like what we witnessed with what New England is doing. What Golden State is doing to me is even harder because of the disparity in the money, because it's such a star-driven league. And coaches often get drowned out, like Mike D'Antonio, because, like, what do you do? You're an analytics dude. Like, you're basically throwing a lineup out that Daryl Morey throws to you. So shut up. Like, nobody cares what you're writing down. You know, Ty Lue You know, it's like, really, dude? Like, just, you know, give the ball to LeBron. He's good to go. It's so hard to get guys to buy into it, which is what makes guys like Boogie Cousins what he's doing now, and some of these Quinn Cook guys, undrafted, who are just, they're falling into place. And I got to believe, Dan, the only reason that works is because when you walk into that building, like in New England, do your damn job, and you want to be a part of that. And that's why I think Kevin Durant, you know, everyone's got everyone leaving someplace else. I don't know. I think Boogie Cousins, after spending all that time with the Pelicans, is going, I'll take winning any day over anything else.
Yeah, and that's what we're going to see, right? And that's why people maybe sacrifice personal gain or money or whatever it is, because the winning, the dynasty, you know, is a great, you know, incentive to play the right way. In fact, I say it all the time, Joe, this is why Kevin Durant left Oklahoma City to join this team. What you mentioned, there's something like 38 assists on 43 field goals or whatever it was. I call that sometimes like them playing the beautiful game with the ball movement and the passing, right? And guess what? The only other team that I can remember doing this was another team that had the culture of winning and doing this. It was the San Antonio Spurs about 6 years ago. Remember when they beat, Joe, your LeBron and D-Wade and Bosh teams? They did it because their offense was at the height of efficiency and ball movement. That's what it was. And when you talk about guys like Jarebko and Quinn Cook, you know who has the best shot, Joe? The guy with the open shot. And that is what this team believes. They make the extra pass. And if you're open, it's a good shot. The Warriors have declared that if you had an open three, take it. And we are going to do everything to get the ball movement going around so that we can. And you got guys like Curry that can dish and then drive. And that is what the team, that's what you're signing on for when you are playing with the Golden State Warriors. And that was attractive to Kevin Durant after his years on the other side of the continuum where the ball would stick in Russell Westbrook's hands. This is the point. This is what they are trying to do. And when it works, we see that there's really not a lot that can stop it.
Yeah, and, you know, again, kudos to Toronto, because last night their game plan, first half especially, was working once again. You had a Steph Curry who was obviously under the weather.
Yeah.
It was well documented.
Without
Clay, absolutely did. But that's, you know, they went out of their way. This is what they have been doing, and they've been doing it well. We keep hearing about how good their defense, their transition defense is, and it is. I mean, Toronto is long, they're lengthy, they are athletic, they're causing, you know, they caused a whole lot of fits for a whole lot of really good shooters throughout the playoffs. They took away Curry's penetration, which, of course, is where a lot of that offense gets built from. But Draymond Green, Andre Iguodala, they just couldn't get anything going in the first half outside of the mismatch. They put Danny Green on Steph Curry, which means you had a 6'1" Kyle Lowry guarding a 6'7".
If they do something else on Clay, on Curry, then whoever's on Clay is a mismatch. I said it coming in.
Absolutely. And 18 points, 7 of 10 shooting in the first half. He honestly kept them, you're right, he kept them in it the entire time. But that's the beauty of what they have always done. If he doesn't have it, you know, Steph's got it. If Steph doesn't have, Draymond carries it. That's what great teams do, which is what makes this team. Again, you can beat them one game. You brought your A game, but you're not here to beat them one game. You've got to beat them 4 out of 7. Right. This is what separates them from everybody else.
If Steph ain't there, you could depend on Clay. You could depend on Draymond, right? Without Kawhi, who can you depend on on Toronto? Yes. The answer is like the Picasso game from Siakam. That's not happening 4 out of 7 times, people.
It's not going to happen. You're absolutely correct. And listen, it's not like they didn't have your chances. And that's the big thing, I think, the big takeaway last night for Toronto is that you had so many open looks. You still had so many opportunities, taking threes when you should have been taking twos. There was plenty of opportunities for them to be able to still come out ahead in that game, and they didn't capitalize on it. And that's the biggest takeaway from this game, is that you had them down. You had them up against the ropes, guys. And you went absolutely MIA for 8 minutes in the third quarter. And in that 8 minutes, like they have done before, they demoralized you. They basically took you out of the game and made it so it was almost impossible for you to be able to come back. But they kept fighting, and kudos to them. And I mean, look, you know, Kawhi Leonard, 8 of 20 shooting. Van Fleet had 17 points. Kawhi had 34 points. But it was the amount of open looks that they didn't hit. They were horrible from three-point range, I think. Well, 11 of 38 from three. You're not going to beat Golden State when you're shooting 38 threes. And it's just not going to happen. I mean, that, like you said, you need that A game every damn day. 4 out of 7, you better bring the A game. Because if you don't, and can we all admit that even Golden State, they did what they had to do. They survived last night because of all the injuries and adversity they're facing. Guys, we still haven't seen their A game.
This is a compromised Warriors team on the road. Right.
Exactly. On the road. Thank you very much. Even better. Now they go home, and now we're looking at a 5.5-point line, I think, opening line here. It opened up at -6. Now it's -5.5. The total is 214, somewhere around there. And we don't know the status yet of Klay Thompson or Kevin Durant. But Kevin Durant is expected to play sometime within the next two games. I think it's fair to say, right? Klay Thompson, couple of days off. We'll see what happens there. But now you've got a whole different DeMarcus Cousins playing 28 minutes. They still have weapons and guys coming off the bench doing their job.
Draymond is still averaging a triple-double in the finals.
And Draymond owned Pascal last night, guys. Draymond, like expected, was going to come back with a better game. It's exactly what he did. But make no mistake, all right, this is still going 6-7 games as far as I'm concerned here. We're not sticking a fork in Toronto by any stretch of the imagination. Uh-huh. I wouldn't be surprised at all if they figure out a way to have another Pascal Siakam or somebody along those lines step up. And sooner or later, the injuries and everything that's going on with Golden State is probably going to catch up with them before Durant and everyone else can come back healthy. But I do expect them to get one of these games. I expect this to go 6 or 7 games. I just think the idea of being able to beat this team 4 out of 7 is just not – it's just much easier said than done. So – kid yourself. Toronto's not going to, stick their head in the sand and disappear here. Toronto's not going anywhere. I do expect them to come back. I expect them to be defensively a juggernaut once again. Kawhi is going to be Kawhi. The big question with them is who's next? Who besides Kawhi is going to step up and play that role, Dane?
Yeah, that's the thing, and I don't see the answer because my narrative is also that these role players play far worse on the road.
Yes.
Right. And so now as the series shifts to Golden State, I'm saying who can we depend on? And now with the series shifting to Golden State, I generally am going to depend on Danny Green less. I'm going to depend on Fred Van Fleet less, on Siakam less. And so I think it gets a little bit tougher, Joe. I agree with you. My call right now is Warriors in 6, but I think it would play out a little bit differently. I actually think the Warriors get both in home in Golden State, and they go back to Toronto 3-1. And then back game 5 kind of is the pride game where Toronto gets kind of like a meaningless one, and then Golden State ends it in 6, in my opinion. Ironically enough, that game 5 might be like when Kevin Durant comes back. And then it's weird to work him back in and Toronto gets one, something like that. I think it's going to be really tough with this momentum now for Toronto to get one, unless Klay is in fact gone. If game 3 happens on Wednesday and there's no Kevin Durant and no Klay Thompson, if they're like both out, then we could be something different. But by the way, if that happens, give me the over on Steph Curry's prop bets.
Yeah, and of course, the series pricing back to where it was the start, -300 for Golden State, +240 for Toronto. And I'm telling you now, if you want Golden State, no better time than right now. They end up winning Wednesday.
It was a better time. It was after game 1.
Well, yesterday. Yes, yesterday would have been a better time before it. But now would be the time to hop on them because they go up 2 games to 1. It's going to get out of control. But I still expect 6 or 7 games out of this series, which I think is great for fans. It's great for all of us. But I think we were reminded about this Golden State Warriors team, their culture, and how they are still the champs, guys, until you choke them out and they tap out. And I don't think they're anywhere close to tapping out just yet. So we'll see what Gabe's got to say coming up here morning after.
Wind's blowing out at Wrigley, Joe.
I'm fading Lester. I don't care. I'm fading Lester over there. We'll be back tomorrow. Good luck, guys. Talk to you then.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Calling all drivers. Want a career that will take you places? Then Coach USA and Megabus is the place for you. Coach USA and Megabus, leaders in the local and intercity bus transportation industry, are looking for career-minded, conscientious drivers with a valid CDL Class A or B license with passenger endorsement. They offer paid training, competitive salary, and many benefits. Apply now and start driving to a better future. Visit CoachUSA.jobs. That's CoachUSA.jobs.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Listening to the best of Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Network.
I'm gonna make it rain.
He not only beat him, guys, he beat the living crap out of this dude. Now, think, if for those of you that don't see it, and of course, we're on the magic radio box here. Guys, think about this. Picture Butterbean in your head, okay? All right? And that's kind of what you've got here with Anthony Ruiz Jr. Anthony Joshua, think about... just a pure physical, roided up physical specimen, right? A guy that everybody in the heavyweight division. Yeah, everybody thinks like this was the guy that he was the future of the heavyweight division, that he was gonna revive it. He went into that round, he went into that fight, guys, and got the living crap beat out of him for 7 rounds. And when I tell you the amount of people that had bet on Ruiz. When I say outside of maybe his inner circle and a few friends and family members, all of the money was coming in. Well, at least the big money was not a lot of the bets. Most of the money came in on Joshua. And listen, I mean, he was a monster favorite, almost minus 5,000 in a lot of these books. When I tell you nobody saw this coming, I mean absolutely nobody except for a few people that have seen and been a part of this guy's fighting past. As a matter of fact, a couple of guys said, listen, this is a guy who's got a chin like granite, has a unbelievable motor. Do not let looks, right? Do not let appearances. This is a guy with a high motor doesn't quit, rock hard chin, and oh yeah, doesn't give a blank about anything.
The honey badger.
And they said this is the kind of guy that should scare most boxers because he does not care. And guys that, listen, if you bet on him, and I wish I would have seen this thing live. I didn't get a chance to see it until afterwards. But guys, this was an unbelievable upset. Now, Buster was 42-1. There's nothing like that. But what this guy did, none the same, like 15, being a fill-in, to me, I think he did in some aspects, not because everyone thought it was going to happen this way. I think he did save boxing in the heavyweight division because now whoever this guy fights next, whether it be Wilder, whoever it may be, Tyson Fury, how many people are going to watch this fight now that might not otherwise have given two craps about it? I think Andy Ruiz just saved heavyweight boxing right now, at least in the short term.
You know, that's interesting, Joe. And I was going to try and, you know, I know you were talking about some of the actual fight. And, you know, he got knocked down like three or four times. I was going to zoom out a little bit to what you're saying right now, okay? In the heavyweight world of boxing, and by the way, boxing, you know, for centuries is about, like, when there's great heavyweights, right? From Joe Louis to Mike Tyson to Muhammad Ali. When the heavyweight division has people, it's better than some of the smaller guys. That's what we think about in the sweet science of boxing. So we want boxing, and it's heavyweight division to be, you know, on and popping. And yes, in essence, Anthony Joshua, interestingly enough, he's a guy who had a bunch of the belts, but he was looked at by a lot of people, including Deontay Wilder, including Tyson Fury, as kind of like a fraud, as kind of a guy who never really backed it up. And so this is interesting that Andy Ruiz does in fact beat him. And, you know, he's the first Mexican champion, heavyweight champ of all time. I loved it, by the way, Joe, that homeboy rolled into his press conference afterwards rocking a Knicks jersey. So, you know, I'm all about him, right, going in.